Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
What's happening? What's up?
What's up?
What's happening? What's up? Listen, that hasn't gone through my spirit in a while, but it just popped through a few seconds ago. So we're just going to let it rock.
Shout out to Bohagan. Okay.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's another episode of Girl That's Scary. It's Cat Daddy.
And Jazz, the 40-ounce connoisseur.
And this go-round, we are going to chop it up with y'all about the paranormal activity. Why do my words get all crazy? Paranormal Activity franchise. And yeah, there's a shitload of movies. The storyline goes all over the place. I think this is one of these series that I had, you know, was carrying on my back and decided the weight got a little heavy because I realized that I had seen damn near all the movies in its entirety except for,
Ghost Dimension,
which was the last one. I was like, I thought I saw it. I wasn't sure. And I was watching. I was like, I've never seen this.
Yeah. So, there are 6 movies. 1, 2, 3, 4. I think it's marked ones. 5.
Yeah.
Ghost Dimension. Something like that.
Right about that. Yeah, that's pretty... Yeah, Paranormal Activity 5 is the marked ones. Mm-hmm. And then 6 is Paranormal Activity, the Ghost Dimension.
Okay.
And that one came out... No, it's fine, girl. You just pick up like, what? But these movies came out in a span from 2007 to the latest one being in 2015. Mm-hmm. And apparently... Paranormal Activity 7 is supposed to be coming out at the end of this year as of, I saw this article, what's this, ScreenRant.com, as of 2 days ago. So by the time y'all hear this, within the last week or so, it'll be reported, you know, that the movie is coming to Paramount Plus at the end of the year.
Mm.
I'm just going to watch it for story's sake because honestly, truly, at this point, I'm just like, girl, how much more story?
Girl, they are milking this shit. Like, girl, and let me tell y'all.
Oh, God.
I got the budget for all of these movies. And they made a lot. Even the one that made the least amount of money, well over made its money back. So the thing is, like, come on, guys. Come on. Start a new thing. Start a new franchise.
They keep making more movies because people like me keep showing up.
All right.
And it's going to be available on Paramount Plus. Ooh, girl. And they're not going to try to make me go to the movie theater to go see it. Unlike some other movies that are trying to force us to go to the movies to see it. Y'all know what I'm talking about?
You're right.
Okay.
Because I'm not going.
I'm a little salty about that.
So I'm going to just have to wait. That's unfortunate. But, you know.
That it is what it is. Out.
But, yeah, we are talking about all those movies. And they are a good time. I feel like Hulu has some of them. Pluto TV has some of them. They're kind of spread out.
Okay.
We have a DVD with all of them on Blu-ray.
So Hulu has it, but it's like Hulu Premium. So you might have to have like Stars or one of those other like add-on situations.
Cinemax
check
or
your
something.
If you still have a cable provider, check your cable file. Like Xfinity has like the last couple movies on there. You can see, let's see, 1, 2, Paranormal Activity 3, and I think in 4 is on Epix, which usually has movies for free. And if you don't have a cable provider, Paranormal Activity 5, the Mark ones, and Paranormal Activity 6, Ghost Dimension, are both on Pluto TV for free. So even if you have to rent the first two ones, if you're just like, fuck it, I'm going to have a marathon, where do I find the movies? You might have to rent the first two, pending what your situation is. But just know that the last four, if you're still deciding to stay on the ride and you didn't get off when they docked, they're free out there. So you didn't waste money, you just wasted time or invested time, however way you choose to perceive it.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to be doing some fun stuff. We're going to be ranking these hoes at the end.
Let's get
it. Definitely. And we're going to have a good time. And before we even get into it, let's give you a little overview if you have not seen them at all. And I do suggest you watch all of them once. None of them are so bad that you can't watch them to me.
Yeah.
Even no matter what, because I looked at the critics. Some of the critics was hating like a motherfucker.
Girl, okay.
But
they were hated since day one.
They were fucking
hated.
If you want
to really like bring it back to when it was in the movie theaters, people were really fucking like, let me hold on to it.
We'll get there. People was hating because some people need their horror to ask too many questions and need to be deep and grounded in reality. You asking too much. Did it give you what it needed to give you at the time you watched it in the theaters? Yes or fucking no. That's what I feel like we should go with, at least for entertainment value of watching it once on surround sound with the lights off. That's what I feel like. But this story follows this couple, well, these people, a lot of different people, but they have cameras set up and there is paranormal activity happening on camera. And all the stories are connected by a demon named Toby.
What a way to tie that together.
Listen. Now we are about to get, like I said, we are covering all fucking six.
Yeah. And once we say spoiler alert, we're liable to say anything. So that's for anything.
Yes.
Just to give you a heads up. But definitely these movies. And if you don't want to be spoiled, just like, you know, just come on back.
Yeah, come on back later. But if you don't give a shit, or you seen these hoes, and a lot of people have, because these movies made a lot of money. A lot of you motherfuckers seen this movie. These, at least three of them.
Yeah.
So here we go.
Spoiler alert.
All right. So let's get into Paranormal Activity, the original 2007.
Okay.
Now, I did not see this in theaters.
Really?
Big mistake.
Wow.
Okay?
Yeah. Girl.
Big mistake. I did not like this movie when I saw it. And I have a better appreciation after watching it a few times.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like, what's that other movie? Blair Witch Project. I'm like, if I seen it in theaters, it would have hit the way it should have. And I didn't see them in the right environment because they rely on the tension. And tension is broken if you're not in the right environment for it. If there's a baby crying in the back room or eating french fries and shit, you know, the tension is shaky right now.
there's
a lot going on. It's all right. It's not my favorite in the series, but this bitch, it has some scares.
Listen, I did see this in movie theater, as for most of these movies that we're about to talk about.
Oh my gosh.
Because I am one of the people that were financing this fucking franchise for a while. It's me. Come get my money. This movie, when I saw, because, you know, I remember when it came out, it was like surrounded by a campaign where you had to like vote to have it come out in your city. So you know my ass was hot on this shit. Now, I don't know if it was like truly like one, because a lot of different movies had that vote to have this movie play in your city, blah, 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 blah type thing. And sometimes it's like comes with like private screenings, and sometimes it just like has like, you know, you get to have it like maybe one or two movie theaters in your town or some shit like that. But that was the one surrounding this. And I had a blast. Thank goodness the movie theater did not have anyone with no crying ass babies or nothing in there or talking people. Like, everyone was legit quiet. And, of course, it's like Jazz talked about, it's the atmosphere of the movie. Like, you're in this big theater, the speakers is booming, so when it's silent, it's that white noise silence where it's, like, definitely, like a low hum. And me, like I talk about all the time on the show, scary movies that put me in a scenario that feels very lifelike to me, freak me the fuck out. Anything that seems realistic that could possibly happen. Hell yeah, I believe in demons. Hell yeah, I believe in ghosts. They're gonna come beat your ass. So all I keep thinking is, damn, this woman has had, you know, we've already said spoiler, we learned to find out about this character who has, this demon has been following us, following her essentially her whole life. And we watch this play out for her and her partner. And they're trying to deal with it. You know, somebody's handling it one way. Somebody's being a complete fucking dickhead about the whole thing until, as we know, it's too late. Of course, you know, some people were really critical, and not just this movie, but all the movies, of like the minimalistic scares, like, oh, there's a door moving, or there's this, that, and the third. I know somebody probably is like, that shit's not scary. For me, bitch, that's scary as fuck, okay? If I'm sitting in the bed and I think I have a ghost, and, you know, I'm probably tripping, you know, maybe you saw something out the corner of your eye, you thought you was tripping, you know, you had a little bit too much, you know, you out here. So, to have it come, you come back and you record this to make sure you're not tripping. Mm-hmm. Just putting myself in that mindset, and I'm looking at the footage because clearly it's, you know, a found footage film, so we're going through the perspective of the people who are recording. So me in their perspective, oh shit, it's really something happening. Oh no, now the nigga Michael or Mika, he was wilding, okay? Because the psychic then came and told his ass, don't try to communicate with the stuff.
Okay, so let's into movie one with We got Katie and Micah. It's Mika, but I'm not calling him Mika because that's stupid. His name is Micah for the rest of this goddamn podcast episode. Anyway.
Did they always call him Micah?
I don't know what the hell they call him. I call him Micah. He's Micah today.
Okay. I'm going to try my best to call him Mika, but if we say Micah, y'all, you know he just got two names.
I'm not trying my best. Yikes!
Anyways, he got a new camera.
He does. It starts off with, look at this big ass camera, y'all. Girl. 2007 was wild with technology. Those cameras were, in fact, quite large. And
they were, but he could have had him a little handheld digital camera. Stop playing. He could have had enough batteries.
Well, him and his big ass house and his big ass camera, they're in here, and he's a little day trader, whatever, and his wife, well, his girlfriend, Katie, is a student or something. So, I whatever.
But she also seems to be a bead maker and a, what is it, a fiber worker as well, which is fire. She was knitting and making jewelry. So I was like,
okay.
How did I miss that this first time? I was so busy worried about, you know, them demons finna beat their ass. I knew it was coming.
So it starts with little shit happening. You know, Dr. Ferguson, like you said, psychic said, y'all got demons, confirmed. Y'all, I don't know. Just like, I don't know what to tell you. Woo! I'm not even about to stay here, dog, because I'm uncomfortable and the demon don't even like
when
me
when
that
here. Door closed, and he was just like, I gotta go. There was a, Huda Podmortem just had an episode where they cover the paranormal activity. If y'all do not listen to the Podmortem, you need to pull up on the pod board. That listen, shit had me rolling.
Bruh, I be dead every single fucking Monday. It makes rolling. My Monday. We recording on a Sunday. I am waiting. Sometimes I'll be up at midnight. I am that one. Well, listener number one is me. It's
crying,
me.
Susan.
It be 12:05.
Susan's like, clear. Hello.
Hello. I am here to listen to the episode. I am ready. But yeah, pull up on them. It's a great podcast. They're hilarious.
But that's Psychic Young. He was just like, girl, like at first he was trying his best to be supportive, and then when he came back, he was just like, y'all done did that thing I done told you not to do, didn't you? Basically just like, you're fucked. Because essentially what happens, like, the story is very simple, guys. Like, for those who have not seen it, for all of us who have seen it, we already know. Just over, like, you know, over as the nights progress, the entity in the home, we learn more about it. Mika is just like, he's borderline trying to figure out what the fuck is going on, like confirm his suspicions, but at the same time, he's a dickhead. Like, he's, now some things that I did agree with, like he was getting into Katie about, you know, you
should have told me.
You should have told me that you had a demon beating your ass your whole life, or you had some wild shit happen to you. Now, I understand it's traumatic, but That's not something you just bring up on me today. And you're right. He's absolutely right. Girl, I would love to know if somebody has some demons playing with their feet at night, because, bitch, now they're going to be touching my toes and your toes, bitch. And I'm thinking it's you playing pussy, and it's not. It's a demon. Name, I don't want it.
Name Toby.
I'm pissed. I can't wait till we talk to the next movie, because Toby be getting too active for me. I'm not a fan.
He's possessive. So anyway, girl, they are in here. They're trying to figure out this demon, but he's provoking the motherfucker. Because Michael think he can beat, it's a demon. You cannot beat his ass. Who the fuck do you think you are, bitch? He's like, come on, that's all you got.
Get that Hoover spray on down, babe. Bring it on down.
And they always want to get a Ouija board, bitch. Why?
Why? And I know some of y'all listening and playing with that Ouija board, and I'm still asking you, why? Why? Why did you do it? Like,
that is human nature.
No.
What?
No.
Like, I just...
Put the fucking Ouija board down. Not to communicate with the dead like that. Like, I just really need y'all to know that a lot of times you're not communicating with who you think you're communicating with, and I'm gonna just leave it at that. Yeah. That's not the situation for everything, but also you need to consider that. Also, when you go trying to talk to things, you're opening up, you know, passageways and inviting things on in, and you may not know how to take care of that. So you need to consider that when you out here trying to communicate with things you may or may not be able to see. That's all I gotta say about that. This is a safe space. You can do what you please and what you like, but I'm gonna let you know we don't do that right here.
Listen, you need to be mindful about what you're doing.
Okay.
Anyway, but you know, Mike is not respecting the spirit.
No, he's not. He's
and being very, you know, there's lots of scares. It starts off subtle, you know, opening, shutting doors, then demon footprints and shit. It escalates pretty quickly over the nights.
Yeah.
And you know, Micah kept talking that motherfucking shit. And Katie ends up getting fucking possessed, and she beats his ass. That's what happens. Because a lot of the movie is white noise, and barely nothing happening. I'm not even gonna hold you. In the theater with the sound, the tension, yes, it's scary. But when you go over the events of what actually happened,
yeah,
there's a lot of nothing, a lot of waiting and suspense. So if you've seen it once you watch it again, it's like, girl, you just sitting there for me, at least.
But also at the same time, I get it, because that's what the characters are doing. They're trying to unfold this thing that's happening at their house, so all they could do is just wait around. And unfortunately, as the viewer, we're just waiting around for something to happen or for them to discover what the fuck is unfolding, truly unfolding in their house. On top of the research, on top of, you know, like, nigga leaving clues in the attic and shit. Toby really just rubs me the whole... Just everything about him, just real... Just very predator-like. Like, just... I don't like it.
Also, I feel like this is kind of like the Where's Waldo kind of film, where you're just staring at a screen looking for some shit to happen. Like, okay, where is it?
Girl, that's exactly what you're doing right there.
The pot jingling. Oh, shit.
Now, and I'm not gonna hold you. I was looking like shit because, oh, hell no. Bitch, the door moved. Oh, bitch. Let me tell you what I thought was spooky. When his little feet was on the powder, and you saw the footprints in the powder, I wanted to vomit, because that just confirmed what you already knew. Somebody is running around barefoot in your house, and you can't see him.
And
stress.
And those feet were... Those were demon feet, bro.
They was looking like Triceratops feet, and I was tired. Like, I was just like, oh, shit.
Also, what really scared me was Katie was standing over the bed for hours. Girl! I was like, hey, that reminds me of the Taking of Deborah Logan, which I saw before Paranormal Activity, but mm-hmm. it came out after. But mm-hmm. there's a point where she's, like, standing still, and shit just happened. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. It's very strange. It's very strange. I was uncomfortable, dog. They was tugging blankets and shit. It was a lot of shit happening.
Oh, people getting drained on it. Now,
fires.
I literally wrote my paper, not the Ouija board catching on fire. Michael, you fucked up. Like, I literally was just like, I don't understand. I don't understand. Like, I don't understand. I was truly in my brain duck walking, not fucking comprehending what is happening. Because the demon was going to do what it was going to do anyways. But you literally just revved up your shit. That is it. But as the story unfolds, because we almost about to move into the second movie, you realize, honestly, it was nothing that Mika or Michael, whatever the hell we want to call him today, it's nothing that he could do. The only way he could have saved himself is if he completely broke up with Katie.
and never saw her again.
Now, this movie had multiple endings around the time it came out. You know, you were able to see different endings in different theaters. I saw, like, I guess, you
what
know.
What ending did you see?
What was it? The OG ending was when, you know, she gets out the bed, she goes downstairs, Micah hears her screaming, he runs downstairs, and then she comes back, and then she runs into the camera. There's one, like, it runs, like, rushes the camera, knocks it over. There's one where she, like, slits her throat and slides to the ground. I feel like there was one more. I could be making that
up. You know, there's a police gang. We have, on the DVD, we have all the endings on all of them.
Girl, the point is they're disturbing. Because it's just like, oh, shit. I ain't gonna hold you. Like, that first movie, I'm thinking about, like, that shit is scary to me. Because if I'm thinking, if I'm in the mindset of the characters, that would scare me. If I'm trying to figure out, oh, man, all hubris aside, it's some shit fucking with my girl. And now it's inadvertently fucking with me. And I'm trying to figure out how I can save her slash save us. She's standing over my body while I'm asleep. What's going on? Like, you see these people getting, like, they're tired. They're not looking good in the face. They're clearly scared. They're realizing it don't matter where you're going to go. It's going to follow her. That's what I'm saying. He could have just broke up with her. But he was trying to stay loyal. And I'm just like, damn, for real, you should have just said peace up, A-Town down. But, you know, I don't even know if that would have saved you. So,
listen, also, I just feel like it was just destined to happen. It was fake. When you go through the movies, I'm like, no, I feel like this is whatever they say gonna happen anyway. But Micah kind of deserved it because he kind of agitated the demon. He could have maybe had a week or two extra, maybe. But he decided, no, I'm going to be an asshole. And guess what? You got flung at the camera and now you dead. You got dead. And they're going to find your corpse. Now, this movie, it was an independent film made like for $15,000. And now they made it. They now, Paramount picked it up and souped that bitch up with an extra like $200,000 or something. Maybe a little more. And the film ended up making, what, $193.4 million?
I believe it.
I'm like, y'all didn't
The way it was promoted was fire.
Y'all spent not even half a mil on this shit. And you got back all that money. That is wild as hell to me. And I'm like, which we'll talk about later, about Jason Blum and Blumhouse and all that. Because, girl, y'all had all this money. And there are things. Anyway.
Look, the movie was filmed in one, maybe two locations. Mm-hmm. There were really, like, 5 to 6 cast members, for real, for real. Mm-hmm. It was just in a house. They locked in a house, and they made a movie. And they got to the coin. I mean, think about this. Like, 2007. It wasn't no movies out like this at that time. We ain't never seen no shit like this. Yes. Straight up. Ain't never seen no shit like this.
With the forerunner for that, we had the Blair Witch Project, but it wasn't as active. Right. It didn't turn up this way. It didn't turn into... I think I like that movie better. Maybe. I might have to watch it again. But no, I think I would rather watch Blair Witch over that one.
I understand.
But it the way they did the scares and the tension and the silence... in that movie, I'm like, okay,
yeah,
motherfuckers was definitely coming back for more,
girl. Because I mean, you know how they gas it up in the little, just like the old days, people are running out of the theater. Oh, they are scared. And you know what? People were running out of the theater, bitch. Okay, I was at one of these movies. A woman ran out the motherfucking theater. I was like, oh nah, she got a job.
Cat said a lady was screaming.
I was screaming. Who at movie 3? And you know what? I don't even blame you, bitch, because that part was scary. I said, nah, that's too much. And she was clearly a woman of God. She said, this is too much, bitch, because it gets into like a cult witch situation where they start worshiping the devil. And I'm just like, nah, Mo, this shit is too much. Please let me out. But I had to let myself off the ride. But we'll get there.
All right. But, you know, ooh, hey. Shit. It was a good time. It was directed by Oren Paley, I hope I'm pronouncing it right. And he's also, he produced The Bay, Chernobyl Diaries, Lords of Salem, Insidious Chapter 2.
All movies I've seen. Yeah. I don't think I've seen The Bay yet.
Seen The Bay. You haven't seen The Bay with the crabs?
I've not seen The Bay. I know.
I feel like you put me onto this movie.
I think I said this was on my list of things to watch, and I didn't get a chance to watch it. And you was like, I'm going to watch it. And I was like, yeah, we're going to watch it.
And I watched it. Okay. I thought, I really, in my mind,
remembered it. time is slipping away from me.
That's how I feel.
Time is every day.
I really thought that you had seen it. In my mind, I was like, yeah, can't already see this. I gotta catch up.
You know, it's still on the list.
That's okay. You can wait. It's fine. It's good, but it's like, you know.
Well, there was a few changes from the first movie to the second movie. So the different director. So the first one was written and directed by Oren Peli. And the second one was directed by Ted Williams. I'm feeling like...
Oren Peli still helped produce it.
Okay, but you know, yeah, everybody's got a, you know, a hand in it. But you start to see some new faces, some new people come. And honestly, as the stories progress, they start, like, trying to spice it up. Because you know they can't give us exactly... I mean, they did, but it's the exact same formula as before. Because we were like, this is the same shit. So instead of somebody holding the camera steady, we got niggas with the camera kind of oscillating from one room to the next coming up. We got, I don't know.
Listen, they try to spice it up a little bit, but the formula is still, there's cameras all over, and you're about to catch some paranormal activity. That is the crux of everything. That's what's happening. So this one's 2010, Paranormal Activity 2, and... Todd Williams is actually the director of this one. He directed Cell 2016, the Stephen King movie with John Cusack in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one. And this one, the budget was $3 million. So they spent some money on this one. They still got $177.5 million.
Yeah, because you know people were coming back.
Bitch, y'all, like, look at how much money you made.
Yeah.
This is insane.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this movie starts off, we got this family, we got Chrissy and Daniel, and then Chrissy is Katie's sister. So we met Katie in the first movie, we know that Katie got possessed, she a demon. But this movie starts a little bit before the first movie starts, but it kicks off the first movie.
Yeah, and takes place during, so it's just, child.
Okay, so first a burglary happens, right, and at their house, and then they don't take nothing, but they take Chrissy's chain, like fucking Debo. My sister gave me that chain, bro. Like,
girl, damn. Fuck Chrissy, racist ass.
Well, she said some shady shit, but they took her chain. And nothing else, and the baby was in touch or anything, but now they was like, we about to get cameras all over the house, so now no one's holding the cameras are all over the house, and they can rewatch the footage and see shit and see stuff happening like that. So at first there stuff is happening, of course. It's always little shit, like a little, you know, doors opening, sounds, shit like that. But Martine, the fucking house lady, who, like, she's like nanny and house lady, she does all that. Lord. And she's like, bitch, it's bad spirits in here. I'm a sage. I don't have the time. Let me cleanse your house for you. You're welcome. And look,
I have some feelings about that. I'm not even gonna hold you, but I also, even more than the feelings I have about this character, Martine, being just the role, is like, I hate it. And then, you know, not only she trying to extend her kindness to put some protection on the house, you have these ugly ass people. What's her name? Chrissy.
And Daniel.
And Daniel, ugly ass, being very disrespectful of her customs. Just really, like, you know, they basically get rid of her, essentially.
They fired her. Straight like, up.
Like, y'all are really what? Racist. I don't have time. I was just disgusted. And at this point, I was just like, I can't wait till Toby come beat your ass. Because you are not good people. For a second, I wanted to feel bad for you. But also, at the same time, you grew up to be such a shithead. Ooh, terrible. You hate to see it.
And, like, he was like, I don't like that. I don't like the way it smells. And then he's like, you know, that's not good for the baby. Bitch, Chrissy not good for the baby because she attracting demons. Bitch, you need to talk about that. The real problem here is your fucking wife.
Let's really
not the goddamn sage in Palo Santo. Martine is trying to help your ungrateful ass. That's why you call on her later, because she was fucking right.
She should have let you die, to be quite honest.
She should have.
I mean, well.
You did not deserve her fucking help.
She should have let you die sooner.
Listen. Anyway, so of course there's noise, you know, all types of bullshit going on in there, and here we go. So Daniel has an older daughter named Allie. That's his old marriage. So the new baby is the little baby, Hunter. And he's
their son.
Yes, and he's the first son in that family since the 1930s.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. So the demons are all in there. They're trying to, Allie's trying to do some investigation. Cause she's like, it's a ghost in here. And Daniel, with his bitch ass, is like, ain't no ghost in here. Ain't no demons. Y'all being stupid in here. There are ghosts. Did you see the shit on the camera? And Allie's like, I'm not having it. Let me go to the internet. Let me go to the interwebs. Ooh, then you can, you know, people make pacts with demons. And then you give up your firstborn son.
Yeah.
For wealth and shit. So she's like, shit's looking like this.
Girl, her boyfriend Brad was trying to get to the research too. Like, listen. Even though he was a little shaky, but you know, they had him doing youthful shaky languages. And I was like, stinky behavior.
Yeah.
But they were getting to the research and, you know, uncovering like, you know, the different steps for, it's like a ritual, and we start learning more about what's later, what's the coven's name?
The midwives.
Yes. So we start learning more about the symbol, we start seeing the symbol they have all over again, it's like this triangle with a circle, and it kind of looks like Deathly Hallows minus the wand. And it's just the world, it's just, at night, like, it starts getting real weird, like you said, there's lots of scenes where, you know, the girl, what is that, the dishes and everything fly up to the ceiling and fall down the floor. We start to see stuff happen in the daytime as well as the nighttime, because a lot of people's complaint from the first movie is like, oh, we're only getting the paranormal activity at the nighttime. Like, as soon as the nighttime go, when you see the timestamp and the date and shit, you already know some shit about to go down. Listen. But then they started, you know, giving you some daylight stuff. So I did like that. But ultimately, you know, what's the girl's name?
Chrissy.
Thank you. No, not Allie. Chrissy. Allie and her dad, Daniel, they basically, like, you know, we know that Chrissy got that demon in her because Toby has really ramped it up. He is, like, full on taking her. She's zombified. She's very protective of her son, Hunter. I feel like there's this one time that, what's her name? Katie. Katie shows up, because Katie pops up in the beginning, like, very much like, oh, hey, we're coming over to visit, blah, blah, blah. You see Mika, you see them come back. And then she comes back again, like, two more times, but it's like one time she shows up, if I'm not mistaken, and it's in the middle of the night, and then she vanishes. So she just, it just pops inside of the house, like, she just, like, let herself in on some creepy shit. And I feel like this is around the time from movie one where Mika, whatever, he's dead. So she's already in the on the prowl, because you know that Hunter is here. You know, this is what Toby wants. Toby is trying to, we just, at this point, we know Toby is really trying to get the firstborn son of the lineage, the family lineage that's going on.
And also, you know, Chrissy was possessed, and in order to get rid of it, they did some shit and transferred it to Katie. And Alice said, no, bro, don't do it. And that's why the fuck Katie came back. Yep. She was like, first she was like, something going on in my house. And then she's possessed down too.
Yeah.
She's still going to take your fucking baby.
Unbeknownst to Chrissy, they did it too, because, what's the girl name? I keep forgetting her
Martine?
Name. Not Martine. Because Martine was trying to, Allie, yes. Allie was telling her dad, because the dad had the idea to put the spirit in Katie. And Allie's like, I don't think this is a good idea. I don't think we should do this. And he's like, we fucking YOLO, we finna do this anyways. And ultimately, it was not a good idea because it came back to bite you. Like Jazz said, I feel like it didn't matter at one point what they do is ultimately destined for this to happen to your lineage anyways. It's a lot of people that's gonna die. It's just, So, Paranormal Activity 2. It's about a 2-hour long movie, y'all. Like, I like towards the end of the franchise, the movies start to get a little bit shorter because it's a lot of just, like, dead space time, to be quite honest. And it's still trying to build that tension. It's still trying to create the ambiance from the previous movie. It's still trying to give you that feel and bring something new. I mean, the movie made money, regardless of how you feel about it. It made big money. The whole series made money. So
much money.
It made enough money for it to be approved for another movie right after this. And honestly,
at this point, the movie has made, like, damn near, what, $300,070-some-odd.
Wow.
That's a lot of money. Now, we're still about to move on to the next jinx. We have Paranormal Activity 3. 2011. Now, at this point, at the end of 2, Katie then took Hunter, and they missing. They just fucking missing.
Right. You don't know. It just says in the screen, like, at the end of each movie, there's kind of, like, a title card. It's one in the beginning, too, where it's, like, Paramount's, like, thanking, you know, the families and for the respect to the dead, et cetera, et cetera. And then it's like, oh, you know, just to give you an update, kind of like a crime doc. These people were never heard from again. You know, we're still looking, blah, blah, blah. The third movie essentially picks up at the end of two. It continues it on from two, but then we start going back into the past because we're literally living in like videotapes. Because we know at the end of two that our main characters now for real are either dead or on the lam.
Yeah. Only people alive is what? Allie, Katie, and fucking Hunter, to right. our knowledge.
Right. So in the third movie, this movie y'all can find on Epic. So the first two, like we said, you can rent it. We have a box set situation. So, but you can do that too if that's, you know, that's your shit. So yeah, we see some previous footage. We're in seeing where like Christy's there. Katie is there, isn't she?
Okay, Katie is in this movie, but this movie it starts where this is the first movie that happened in the whole sequence. Like this is back in the back when Katie and Christy are kids.
Yeah, so the first part though, but they still show Christy when she's outside and she inherits the tapes
because she was because like,
grandma Lois had died, and her homegirl. I was trying to go, is Katie even there? I think it's just the homegirls helping her go through the tapes.
Well, no, she giving them to Christy. She's giving them to Christy.
Who, Katie?
Yeah, and Christy's still pregnant. She hadn't had Hunter, so this is before they moved into the house and shit. So this is before that, but not that far before that.
Yeah.
But then the movie starts in the backpack.
Yeah, it does. And it goes, we're going to dive into Katie and Christy's childhood and like what happened with their parents. We get some more information like into what Grandma Lois really the fuck be doing and how, you know, this shit with Toby came to be. And they have these young parents and the dad's got the camera and the two kids are just like, you know, parlaying, and the youngest girl, Christy, you see her kind of stepping off from the camera, and she's talking to this entity, and at the time, what's her name, Katie is just like, you know, I'm not really banging whatever Christy and Toby got going on. And the dad, there's one scene where the dad tries to have, where Christy's having a tea party, and the dad comes in the room, and he sits down in the middle seat next to her, and she goes, ooh, don't sit there, that's Toby's seat. And he's like, is Toby here right now? And she's like, yeah. So you see how, like, you know, and the parents once again are like, maybe it's just the kid with an active imagination. They have an invisible friend. You know, that's not really uncommon. But they slowly once again realize that this invisible friend is more than just an invisible friend. This is someone who is trying to harm / possess your kids. And then when you find out that it's something bigger than that, because, of course, we have the watching the videotapes at night, but it's more than just, you get multiple views of stuff. Like, it's more than just, you know, somebody's moving a sheet here or a door here. You see the little girl, like, you know, interacting with Toby. The sister's being tormented by Toby at nighttime. The kids are fucking shook up. Christy eventually is like, okay, Toby, I'll do it. So you realize that he needs to have, like, power over the kids at a certain point to do whatever will he has going on, or do his bidding, excuse me. And the family eventually escapes the home. They think that they're gonna find refuge in Grandma Lois's house. Well, essentially, this was the best, worst decision they could have made all fucking day. Because you're getting away from it and you're actually right into the middle of it. Because they get there, there's like quick transitions. The grandma's like really taking, like, come on, grandkids. And you think it's just a regular grandma with her grandkids. Like, the husband is like, what's the husband's name? I do this off the top of my head.
Well, it's not the husband, it's the boyfriend, Dennis.
The girl's partner, and he's walking around the house, and he's studying the house, and he's seeing pictures and symbols, and everyone in the picture has, like, the same triangle necklace with the circle, and he's just looking around like, girl, what? Okay, everything about this place is just making me feel weird. So they eventually go to sleep as a family. You know, they're all asleep together in the single bed. The girl's in the other room. He wakes up. They're kind of like startled, but then they go back to sleep. Mm-hmm. He wakes up again. His partner is gone. He's by himself. He notices their kids are gone. And they walk around the house. Everything is just like lit up by candlelight. It's very eerie. It's quiet. The house is just very empty. It's dark as fuck. It's just not a good feeling. Like, I'm pretty sure his heart sinks to his pinky toe. And this was the part where he's, like, walking down the stairs. And when he goes outside and he sees all, like, the cloaked witches or whatever. And they're outside just looking up. That's where I was shook. That's the part where the lady started screaming, adios mio, in the movie theater, and she got up and ran. Like, because when you reach that climax of, holy shit, we think we're going somewhere for some safety, where actually we just ran right into the bigger problem. You guys were lambs set up for slaughter.
Yikes.
You were meant to come here. This was all, as we kind of figure out, all this shit was pushed into play. And not just this, even extends on this to the later, like, one thing I'm going to give about this series, regardless of, like, all right, it's kind of just like we're beating a dead horse as the story goes on. The way that they expanded out the story, like, I know people have issues with the story, but I'm like, yo, the way, but you have to give it to them. They tied up those loose ends. Like, I don't know. I might be standing. I don't know.
Listen, I like that third film. And everybody else did, because they spent $5 million on it and made $207
million. That shit was scary.
Million. It was, when the camera panned and they turned it in night vision, and it was like not 500, but 511 bitches with the necklace on with their eyes looking back at you. Bitch.
I was like, no, that's too much. He ran in that hallway. Them niggas was coming. I said, no, that's too much. The girl body at the top of the stairs.
Then he come back in the house. They break his fucking back, bitch. Crunch that nigga in half.
Yep.
Dog. Okay.
And well, then we come back to the scene in a later movie, too. But that's still crazy.
So now we're here.
Don't you forget it.
But
Activity 4.
Yes. And at this point, we know that the midwives, they take women, they brainwash them, they take that firstborn child, and then they kind of shove them off, whatever. Yeah.
Yep.
Girl. So, Paranormal Activity 4, what year is that?
2012. You can find this on Epix as well.
Yes, and it has the same director as 3. So, who directed 3?
Director is Ariel Schulman and Henry Joost.
Yes. So, we about to slide into this one. And, of course, they spent $5 million again, but they still made, they made less, but they made $142.8 million. Like, it's racking up. Y'all have made over $500 million. Well,
it's over $500 million.
Well over $500 million off of this franchise. Like, girl, come on. You can give us some fucking quality.
They're going in their purse.
Like, but they're only going in their purse for $5 million. Look how much you're making.
Yeah.
Girl.
No, the community. Everyone else is going into their purse to pull up for your film.
So at this point, you know, Katie and Hunter, they still out here. And we go to Alex. She's a young teenage girl. Her dad, Doug, and Holly, her little brother, Wyatt, they're in the house hanging out. You know, they're just in there. And what they realize, they have a neighbor kid named Robbie. It's fucking weird. They have, like, cameras outside. They see him on the playground. Mm-hmm. He's just real weird. But he ends up having to stay at their house, which is also weird. Now, first, big mistake. I don't give
big
a fuck
mistake.
If you live right next door to me in an apartment. I'm not taking no stranger bitch kid. Like, I'm just not doing that. I don't feel comfortable in any shape or form taking the responsibility of some random person's kid. Because, first of all, I don't know that kid. What if they're a demon? Off rip. You might be a demon, a changeling. You might be a goblin.
You could be anything. Witch, anything could happen.
Fairy. We've seen Orphan. You could be that kind of motherfucker. Yep. Nope. You're not dropping off no unknown child to me. If that child is not related to me or related to my kinfolk or my homegirls and squad,
thank you, friend. I'm sorry.
Don't
no,
think.
Sorry.
I don't care if the person is seizing. The landlady better take them. The ambulance better take them to the hospital. Somebody better call fucking social services.
There are more equipped people to deal with this than me.
This is not my job. I can't do this. And also, I'm not opening that bag of worms because it's too many possibilities. It's too many variables.
Period.
Too many variables. Now, if it's, you know, some kid I know, a neighbor I'm cool with, yep. Like, I'd have been in a house, we had dinner together. Okay. Very different.
You literally just met this kid.
Yes.
You do not know this kid at all. You don't know his kinfolk. You don't know nothing about him. And being neighborly only goes so far for me.
And listen, and guess what? Robbie is linked with who? Our big dog, Toby.
Girl, see? Here we go. That's why you can't be letting everybody in your house.
Okay.
Eating up your damn snacks and shit and got the nerve to bring a demon.
And here we go. The first thing, one of the first things Robbie said, he doesn't like you watching us. Bitch, who the hell are
first
you?
First of all, you in my house. Okay. Let's start there. Little boy, you just got here. Okay?
You just got... Who the fuck are you talking to?
Where's your family?
You know what? I'm about to call CPS right the fuck now. Social services need to come get your motherfucking ass. Because I can't. I'm going to put him on the porch of the fire department.
You got to. The because church. All of a sudden, you know, then you start to hear you saying some weird shit. Then you find out later that he got a demon with him. And then you find out that the little boy Wyatt is not really Wyatt.
He's actually
Hunter. It starts getting chopped.
So, of course, you see a lot of footage of, like, Robbie. Because, all right, this is what happened. Alex got a little man, like, her little boyfriend. Who was his name?
Ben?
Ben, yeah. Ben sets up the camera so where you can, like, this one's different where it's not, like, security cameras. Everyone's laptop and computer, all the cameras are linked to record. Pretty much, which is also scary because, damn, that's why you got to put the tape over your camera, bro.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Yes. So now at this point, they're looking at the cameras. Robbie is getting in the bed with Alex while she's sleeping and shit. It's real fucking weird.
Yeah,
they're looking up fucking, they're doing research. And then they're like, oh, they need virgin blood. They need the blood of Alex because she's a virgin. And, you know, Ben's like, I can handle that for you right now. Shut your ass up. It's a demon nigga in this fucking house, and you are sitting here trying to, like, get in my pants?
No.
Read the room. Read the room.
Read the room. Always. Always. What? And as we watch it just pan out, like, obviously we know, y'all, it's not gonna go well. Like, everybody starts getting murked off left and right. You thinking that Robbie's house is empty, but it's really not. It's a lituation over there. All the witches and bitches have pulled up, and they are literally out here just making it shake. You eventually get to the end of the movie where Alex is like, all right, Wyatt disappears. But, you know, we find out that Wyatt is actually, like, adopted, and somehow it was Hunter. So they might have, like, you know, put Hunter back off in the world to make him, like, you know, kind of align up where they're going to, like, end up with a sacrificial person. But we get to this house, and it just doesn't end well.
Katie, we find Katie.
Katie
was lost, girl. And now she's found. They was like, oh, this is Hunter's mom. Bitch, that's not Hunter's mom.
That's so, because Hunter's not like shit, bitch.
I mean, not Hunter's mom. That's not Robbie's mom.
No, you're Robbie right, pulled up
across the street so she could get to Hunter because she knows her nephew. And that is the first born son in that family. And they have to give that motherfucker to Toby. That is Toby. Mills.
But that also, like, starts opening up different thoughts about, like, who are these kids? Where are these kids coming from? Like, are they kidnapping multiple kids? Like, are multiple kids, are all these kids are the same kids that are born? Because we find out later. What another thing that these kids have in common, they're all born on the same day, like, as Hunter. Or a few of them are born in the same day as Hunter. So I'm just like, all right, are these all, like, children who happen to be, like, extras for the prophecy? Like, what's going on? And what is this wild-ass storyline you're introducing?
But they expand on it. I'm listening. Though. They like, I'm not even going to hold you. Like, I was interested. I was interested because I was like, wow, they played with the Xbox lights. They in
Girl, this that shit had me shook. That damn demon was in them damn Kinect lights. I tell you one thing, I ain't never buy a Kinect and I didn't get a Kinect, and then when I thought about getting a Kinect and I saw that shit, I said, you know what? This just confirmed exactly what my feeling was about the Kinect. I'm going to see some shit I ain't had no business seeing because the camera going to be recorded, and I'm tired.
Yeah, I'm Gucci. No Kinect for me, my friend.
Nope.
Toby was in here busting everybody ass, just talking cash shit. Mm-hmm. And we get to the end of this movie. Like, the witches, they're all here. Everybody got died.
Mm-hmm.
And they took Hunter. Like, girl, that's...
That's it. You thought it was.
Like shit. You thought like shit. That's it. Game over. Flip.
Yep.
Like,
that's truly all we got for you. And that's really all they had anything left.
Fatality. Katie wins. No, dead ass. I mean, look, listen. It's a good time. So now we're going to jump into Paranormal Activities. Paranormal Activity 5, Marked Ones. This is the first one I saw.
Okay.
So
you told me this before, and every time I'm like, okay.
It was on Netflix. I just clicked on it. I don't know.
That makes sense, but okay.
I saw Paranormal Activity 5 first. Then I saw 2. Then I saw 1. And then I watched from 1 through the whole thing.
Okay.
And that's kind
of
how.
Well, this is the one where, of course, you know, every little movie franchise always have to find a way to add in time travel or dimension travel. And this movie brings it in. Like, this movie plays out. And what I did think it was cool, because it was like, oh, but at the same time, I was like, why are we here, Jesus? The end of this movie directly connects to the end of the first movie.
It does. Which, you know, it was okay. I'm not even going to hold you. It was a little interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And I do like that now we're centering some, you know, not non-white people.
I do like that too.
That was fun to look at.
I like that.
Now they put $5 million into this one and they got back $90.9 million.
Okay.
Which is still a lot of money for $5 million. You made a lot of fucking money.
Yeah.
Now at this point we're well over $600,000.
This movie didn't need to be damn near 2 hours.
It didn't. They could have cut a little bit out of it. It gave me a pinch of Chronicle, it's coming to me later, but it definitely gave me some Chronicle, because he's treating the demon possession as like superpowers effort.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh wow, look what I can do. Okay.
Now I did like how they tried to like tie it in towards the end of this movie, how the lady that we're introduced to, whatever, who's the witch, air quotes, not air quotes, of this story. She has direct ties, like there's another coven, you know, that's on the same shit that our other coven is on. Why do I keep forgetting this damn coven's name and putting
the midwives?
Thank you. They on the same shit as the midwives, or essentially another faction of the midwives.
They are, because you see Lois like a table in the picture, like
what's
shit.
Up? And you know, people being once again promised to Toby or whoever that demon that they're worshiping at childbirth or before childbirth, actually.
Yeah,
crazy.
So, with the marked ones, we have Jesse. Jesse just graduated. He's 18, firstborn son, his family. He's living with his daddy, Caesar, and his sister, Yvette, and his grandma, Irma.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Irma taking shots and having a good time in the kitchen. She's a
praying. That was a really fun scene.
Yeah, I loved it. And she's a praying grandmother. So, I just feel like that grandma coming, there are scenes where she comes in like, we're not... You know, because that's where you need the praying grandma to come in and say, bitch, you doing way too much.
Yep.
Put that demonology shit away.
Yep.
Because you playing a whole lot.
Yep.
Like, you know, and we'll get into it. But
praying grandma's always there to get you information.
Yes. And then the best friend Hector is around. We got a friend Marisol. She around too. But also we have, I think, what is her name? Anna. Anna lives downstairs. Mm-hmm. And everybody know Ella. Es una bruja.
Listen.
Just a little bit. Maybe.
Yeah, you know, question mark, right. Do they? I mean, but you know, at this point, it's speculatory, everything. But then in the end, it's realized, yes.
Look, this
yes,
is a witch.
Es una bruja.
Es una bruja, no. Because not only is she a witch, y'all are playing, okay, let me tell y'all something. If a witch lived downstairs from me, I'ma just let her cook. Like, I'ma just let her cook.
Well, they keep disturbing her and interacting with her, yeah, and, you know.
I'ma let her cook or I'ma move. Those are the only two options. I'm not bothering that person at all. If they practicing the dark magic, I'm going to do everything mm-hmm. to stay on their good side anyway. Like, I'm not even about to be out here doing whatever.
She down with that vengeance shit. She's definitely down with that super dark magic shit. Like, Anna kills herself after we start seeing some strange occurrences happen. Some people start to see not themselves. They're clearly possessed. You know, the possession is starting to take hold, which is causing other things to happen. Mm-hmm. Anna takes her last little trigger warning for suicide. Sorry, I apologize for not mentioning it earlier. And she writes on the wall, vive in blood. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, ooh, girl, no. What I thought was interesting is they had spur communication via Simon in mm-hmm. this one. And the grandma, once again, was like, y'all need to cut that shit out because...
Barado? Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm. Once again,
Diamond, give it to me.
Yeah, okay. We're not doing that. We're not doing that. You're welcoming in shit that you have no business communicating with, and that's essentially how it plays out for these people. Like, they there's like a trap. Listen, there's like a trap door. There's a shrine, and like I had said, that people were, you know, essentially promised these demons before birth. So your life is sealed. Like, this is what was going to happen for you. It's already written out. You're just playing this shit out like a play. So the end of this movie, essentially there's like a time travel or dimension travel situation where you end up at the end of movie one when Katie's down in the kitchen. So yes, Mika wakes up end. And yes, and he hears Katie screaming. So we pop in, boom, at the part where Katie's downstairs. She sees the guy. She reacts, what you call it, downstairs, and she kills the. Basically, we see what happens downstairs.
Yes, and I'm not even gonna spoil that for you. Like, we're not gonna spoil it, but you pop back into in the end of movie one.
Yeah,
and what I do want to focus on is that there is a bunch of witches with a bunch of people all over the United States looking for firstborn sons who are marked from beforehand. Beforehand,
child.
Okay, she when they was fucking with her, she popped out and cussed him out. Was like, you don't even know what's gonna happen to you. And I was like, wait a fucking minute, bitch. Mm. Hold on. I would have been shook. I would have been clutching my pearls. What the fuck you mean what's gonna happen to me, bitch? And then you see Oscar, who is the motherfucker, like, the witch gets killed. And there's Oscar, who's already been turned into a demon. He already fucked up. His eyes black and shit. That's about to happen to you, my guy.
Trigger warning for a lot of suicide in this movie, guys. Trigger warning everywhere.
He's like, bitch, I can't do this. I'm a demon, bro. I'm like, you gonna hurt somebody. You gotta stop it right now, Jesse. Jesse, don't stop it.
And the only way to stop it is to take yourself out. And he was very straightforward. Like, you have to pull the plug, bro.
Because this shit is not okay. Mm. It's nothing you can do. And Jesse don't give a fuck. Jesse fucks everybody else. Fucks his friend up. Heck, nobody makes it out alive in the end of this one, I don't think.
Yeah.
I don't even think. I mean, no, that's a lie. People make it out alive, but probably not the people you were rooting for.
Yeah, no.
So we'll go there. So we're done with the marked ones, and now we're moving on to Ghost Dimension.
In both of these movies, you can watch on Pluto TV for free.
Okay. And Ghost Dimension was 2015. Mm-hmm. You know. All right. It is directed by Gregory Platkin.
Yep.
And he directed Hellfest. I have not seen Hellfest yet. I feel like Hellfest, I've heard fun things about it.
Have I seen Hellfest?
I haven't. I heard it's a fun
slasher. I feel like I've seen bits and pieces of it, but I'm going to pull back up. Because I feel like the answer is yes. Because it was on Hulu at one point.
Yeah, right now it's on like Netflix, I think. It's streaming somewhere on one of the big beds, okay? Mm-hmm. So maybe one day, maybe we'll cover it someday.
Maybe one day. Yeah,
I can't make any promise. There's so many fucking movies and they keep coming out.
So many movies.
Stressful. What am I going to do? I watched 3 new ones today. Yeah. I'm trying.
I got some more later. You know, it's a song in my heart and a movie in my queue, so... Hey, just gotta make it do what it do.
Now this movie, they spent $10 million on this movie. They spent the most on this movie out of all the movies.
Did it bring the least amount back?
Yes, it made the least amount back. But okay. Out of $10 million, it made $78.9 million. So it was still profitable.
But it bombed in comparison to the others.
Yeah, like it didn't bomb, but you know,
in comparison to the others.
Yeah, definitely. The others made way more money with less money. So, like,
they still made money though.
Yeah, but they was like, ooh, we lose the steam. Like, we gotta go back to the J. We gotta give it that essence. Sometimes there's no more essence. You keep stretching it out, baby.
Girl, listen, because I'm trying to figure out how are we making another movie? What story is left to tell? This movie kind of wrapped everything up.
And also, you made so much fucking money. You can buy a new idea, motherfucker. Like,
the cow ain't got no more milk, baby.
Girl, you trying to twist blood out of turnip. You need to stop. My problem is you made so much money. You can get a new idea. Any idea. A book that's already written and you can expand on. There's so much you can do with those kind of resources, my guy. And you can remake the money. But you want to squeeze this. And I'm just like,
we can start making Pooka dolls. Because some of us actually want to buy the Pooka dolls.
Okay. You could do that. Because listen, you're going to make some money off those Pooka dolls because Kathleen is buying one. I'm not.
I want a Pooka doll.
I might buy one. Not sure.
It's not so cute.
It is cute. It is.
It's so cute.
But I don't want one that talks. That's going to stress
no,
me.
No, I don't need that. Furby fucked me up as a kid. No, I don't like that.
I don't want it to talk.
Yeah, but Paranormal Activity goes to mention, essentially, this family ends up moving into Christie's old house.
Yes. Their house was built on top of that house.
Sure.
Girl, they are in the...
No, not Christie. It's Christie and Katie's childhood home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they find tapes, of course. And they found a big-ass, dumb-ass camera that see ghosts and shit. And we got the new family in here because this is 2013.
Mm-hmm.
So this is after everything has happened. This is the latest film in the actual, like...
franchise.
Series, yeah, in the franchise. Yeah. So, we have, what's his name? Not Dennis. We start the movie with Dennis dying, though. And then...
It's a direct ending from movie 3. Mm-hmm. So you see Dennis back snapping in half, and that's where the tapes kind of pick up.
Yeah, with Katie... excuse me, Lord. With Katie and Chrissy. And you see them going upstairs like, oh, this is your teacher. They're going to teach you stuff. And Toby is a friend.
Oh, Kent, yeah, I ain't like that. Everything about this was screaming, please send these children help.
That was so uncomfortable, dog. At first, when I first saw it, I was like, please don't touch these children. I don't know
That's what I thought it was going to go. That's what I thought, too.
I was not happy about it. I was like, please don't touch them. But they didn't touch them. They just was like, you have talents and stuff like that.
This is where you see, like, definitely, it's a cult now. Like, this coven is definitely a cult coven. And they are all worshiping Toby. Like, the guy is like, listen, there's a reason why you're here. In the future, your family is going to bear a son. Like, everything about the shit is weird. Mm-hmm. It's fucking weird. And then you introduce that, you know, that Katie has, like, mind situation powers, mm-hmm. or whatever, and I don't know if it's due to like the family's lineage or their promise that they made to Toby, mm. which we find out that Toby is essentially one of the sons of the devil, and he's essentially just trying to use the vessel of, you know, somebody's firstborn son to take on human form. So now we know Toby's whole plot, and that's what I mean by story development. This is the one thing I'm gonna give a high five for the story of. We finally find out what the fuck Toby's actual purpose is. Because when we're first introduced to Toby, it's just this demon that's following this girl. And you already know that he's kind of weird and possessive and creepy and just in a very uncomfortable way. But now you find out that in addition to all that, this is really what he's doing all these shaky ass plots and decisions for. So he can become a human and wreak terror on everybody.
Yeah, he's trying to get through. And he needs Layla, which is their daughter. He needs her blood. He already got Hunter. You know, they got the vessel. They mm-hmm. need the blood so he can finish the whole transformation situation. Okay. But what they do is they see this camera. They mm-hmm. see in the little flakes in the weird tears in the air.
It looks like soot from, like, ash falling in the sky. But it's just, like, floating. And eventually it takes on to, like, a larger black mass, which is given as very much lava lamp, dark lava mm. lamp. So think of, like, you know, the Silent Hill ash and soot. And it's just swirling in one place, and then it just turns to, like, flubber. Evil nega flubber.
Nega flubber. Absolutely.
That's what it is.
Black slime.
Yep.
Angry black slime at Good that.
Child. It was just not. And then positives. What I did like was that something that went from being translucent eventually became something that was available in their dimension mm-hmm. and became something physical and became a weapon. I did like that. Did it make sense? Probably not. But I was walking with them as they end. Because at this point, I've already suspended my disbelief of this entire fucking series. They can throw anything at me, and I'm going to try to figure out how it makes sense in the story.
Okay.
Just had to say that out loud. That's where I am.
That's fair. I'll take that.
Yeah.
Mind
you, I just recently saw this for the first time. So, because I have not seen this movie, I didn't see this movie in movie theaters. The last couple ones I did not see in movie theaters, I kind of fell off around movie 3-4.
Okay, yeah, I had never seen it anyway. Because I had no interest. I had only seen fucking the marked ones in 2. Mm-hmm. And I was like, let me watch 1 because everyone keeps fucking talking about it.
Yeah, I mean, you might as well.
Yeah, and now we did the whole series. I'm glad I did. It was fine. I enjoyed some stuff. I get it. They did some shit right.
Yeah.
I'm not going to hold you. They did some shit right.
This one I really felt like, I know they still were trying to give us that found footage film and it's recorded in the house film, but it was already overdone at this point. I feel like when Toby is struggling to take on his physical form, like, his demon shape is really giving me, like, you know, prototype Lord Voldemort. Like, it was just, I don't know. It was really just, what's going on here? The graphics, the CGI, for the budget, for the previous movies to make so much money, I don't understand what happened there. You know, who are me?
Yeah, I don't know. There's always some shit. there's always a bunch of reasons why. We didn't go into that deep of research of why it failed. It didn't fail. It didn't fail. To me, because I'm like, even if I put 10 like, K, when I said K, 10 million or something, and I get 70, more than 70 million back, that is a win to me.
Yeah.
Now, I feel like it had a lot of negative reviews. I'm thinking middling reviews. And I think that was the L because, you know, people aren't going to be talking about this film forever. People aren't going to, they're talking about 1, 2, and 3 definitely forever. People talk shit about the Mark ones too. And I'm like, I kind of like the Mark ones a little bit. It need to be shorter. They could have cut like 10, 15 minutes out of that. But
when we start jumping into portals and stuff, that's where movies kind of just like, you know, I'm looking like the Jay-Z gift where I'm nodding back and forth like, I don't know. I think I'm trying to get into it. But also like, send help.
I don't know. I don't mind the portals. I just wish the portals were cooler. Like, okay. I don't mind the portals, but I feel like maybe if they would have did it in a cooler, scarier way. Because the fact that it travels to these fucked up places, kind of like, you know how in American Horror Story, there's all these hell mouths.
Yeah, okay.
I feel like I'm not turned off by this, but I feel like maybe they could have done it in a little better way.
Okay, I'm following.
They really only slap it together at the end of Mark ones where he flashes here, flashes here.
Yeah, I felt like it was thrown at us. Yeah. And I'm just like, once again, as you know, a lot of franchises do, let's go to space. Let's throw some random fucking thing in there. Woo! I felt like time travel.
Yeah.
And goddamn, what?
Yeah, and I feel like they're just winging it anyway because the first movie, they just started adding. It was an independent movie. They were just adding shit.
Yeah, there was no script for real. Most of it was like straight off the dome.
Yeah,
so.
Straight off the dome. So it's like they're trying to build upon this thing that, you know, they're making shit up. They're making shit up on the fly. Okay. So I'm like, I get it, but this is why making shit up on the fly kind of, you know, can fail you sometimes if you don't do your due diligence. And like, because you didn't add nothing about portals beforehand. You kind of tap into it, but I guess, you know, some people are just going to be into it, some are not. If you had planned for portals in the whole, from the first one, you could have threw some shit in the first and second film or whatever, but instead, you're just tying shit in the last couple films, and we're supposed to just go with it.
Yeah.
And for me, you know, I suspend my disbelief. I'll go with it, but a lot of people are not.
Yeah, and I understand that's probably where they drop the ball, because you're giving the same kind of scares, you're creating the same kind of story, you're throwing new stuff, but you're not really, like, making the audience kind of want to stay along with you because it makes sense and it was cohesive versus like, I fuck with this franchise, so I'm just going to kind of go with it because it kind of makes sense, but fuck it. I just want to see where it ends. The difference there. This movie was not as bad as I thought it was. I mean, I felt like it wrapped a lot of the story up. It was some parts in the end when I was just like, this is a little cheesy. But okay, girl, whatever. I do like that Toby was able to see his vision come to fruition. And I am curious as to where the series is going to go next, because it ties everything up. It kind of leaves it open because he walks off with the girl, Layla, because essentially, you know, her family is trying to do all this stuff, y'all, to make sure, like, they even got a new priest there. We got the priest back. You know, the scene where the mom is on the phone, going through the phone book, trying to call all the priests, and the priests pull up, you know, one eventually comes, and he's like, you know, this is a demon, and he's telling y'all, giving y'all that exposition, like, the demon attaches to the kid, and it doesn't matter where you go, and blah, 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 like, we have to stop it, like, they try to leave, and the little girl is walking 6 miles down the road to run back to Toby, like, everything about it is fucking, like, it's just stressful, so... but we essentially find out that, you know, Layla ends up with Toby. Toby is in his physical form now. Is this new movie going to follow what happens next? Like, is the cult growing? Are we going from the past? Are we going for the future? I would love to research it to learn more, but also I'm kind of like, just throw it at me? How do you feel about this?
Okay, so to be fair, because the movies, none of them are terrible.
Right.
They could, what I would like to see, like, I don't even want, like, these characters, most of them are dead. Girl, you ain't gotta give me Katie no more. You can give me a completely new witch.
Yeah.
Like, you can give me some other motherfucking witch from some other, like, side of the, you know they got chapters. Another chapter of the fucking coven, and them attacking a brand new family. These can now be, you've created a lore where these can now kind of be almost like anthology installments of different people getting their fucking ass beat by the demon. And you can unleash, you know, a few extra details if you want. Maybe you can tie a few more in, but you don't have to. Don't force it.
Yeah, no.
Don't force it, girl. But I'm like, you know, I don't mind, but I also am okay if they don't make any more.
Yeah.
But we know another one is coming, and we're going to watch it. I know you're going to watch
it. You know I am.
And I mean, now that I've seen all of them, I might as well watch it. So I'm just like, you know, I'm probably going to pull up on it as well. But I don't know what to even expect. I don't even know what it's called.
I don't know either.
I don't want to see out soon. Yeah, I don't want to see a trailer. Y'all know we don't.
It'll be on Paramount Plus at the end of the year. That's what the streets are saying.
I don't have Paramount Plus. I might have to get it.
You'll have it at the end of the year, I'm sure.
I probably will, because it just seems too good. It's too many options on there, and I'm like, for what, $10 is it?
Yeah,
around about, like, girl, just take my money. Just take my fucking money.
You might as well. So let's get to
rankings. Wow.
What do you feel like was the top tier standout films out of all the franchise? Which were the ones that, you know, could have, should have, would have?
Let me run it down. I'm going to run it down in the way I liked the films, because, you know, hey. So first of all, the third one was the wildest one to me. I really liked that third one. I'm not even going to hold you. I enjoyed the third one, the second one, Marked Ones. I liked Marked Ones. It was a little long.
Okay.
But I liked it. Also, what was the fifth? No, not the fifth one. The fourth one was pretty creepy with Robbie, creepy ass.
Mm-hmm.
He was creepy as hell. I didn't like him, and Katie was popping up. It was active right there.
Yeah.
Then I'll go to the OG and then Ghost Dimension. I still, like I said, even with the OG, a lot of stuff doesn't happen. Ghost Dimension, there's more shit happening.
Yeah.
Far more stuff happening, but I kind of like the simplicity of the first one. In comparison to all the shit they do in Ghost Dimension, because they do throw a lot at you. They throwing Toby, they throwing the Ghost Dimension, they throwing Lois and them, they're throwing you living on top of Katie and Christy's house, you got VHS tapes, it's a lot happening.
You got a fucking special camcorder that gets you see different dimensions of shit, like, come on now, what? Who? Okay, I'm fucking with that list. I'm like three. 1, 2, same line.
Mm-hmm.
4, 5, and then 6. Actually, 6 and 5 can sit on the same line.
Okay.
Because I don't dislike them. I see their purpose.
Okay.
And I'm not unlike Jay-Z.
Okay.
That's pretty much just it.
Yeah.
Because like I said, for me, I fell off at around movie 3. I think I saw 4.
Yeah.
And then I was like, all right, they're doing too much for me. I'm gonna come back and check in later. Now I'm definitely gonna see 7, but that's why 5 and 6 kind of just stay on the same line.
Yeah. 3 and 2 are the real champions to me in this series.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in all of them, I'm nodding my head like Jay-Z, because it's a whole lot of and I love found footage movies.
Right.
I love them. But these,
it's a whole lot of shaking going on.
They're fucking mid, bro. Like,
I'm crying.
They're like fucking 2010 mid too. Like, not like today mid, 2010 mid. Think about it if you know. It's just like mid, and I'm middling kind of movie, and I'm not that impressed, but I understand the impact.
Yeah.
I understand the success. I understand that. I understand the tension.
Mm-hmm.
I get why people pay money, especially in a theater.
Yeah.
These movies slap in a theater. I didn't see any of them in a theater. So I feel like if I would have watched them in theaters, my opinion would be different, at least about the first three.
Mm-hmm.
Off rip. I think they would have scared, at least 3 would have scared the shit out of me in a theater.
It would have.
2 would have been, I would have been a little shook. 1 would have been scarier.
Yeah, because 3 is kind of like, okay, they're not fucking around.
They
are about their business. They really is just like, we are here to support my dog, Toby. Toby, ramp this shit up. You think you're about to be safe. You ain't. Like, it's just, it escalated so quickly. And I did like that in this movie. I liked a lot in all the movies for the most part. Well, 3 is where you start getting, because of course, Micah. No, they did it in 2 too. No, 2 we had, okay, so 3 is the first time we see, like a family through a lens where they're not, where everyone is not a shithead. The dad and the mom, well, excuse me, the boyfriend and the mom were essentially really active about trying to get the family out. In movie one, Mika was a dickhead. In movie two,
Daniel was a dickhead.
Daniel was a dickhead and Chrissy was a dickhead. They both were dickheads. Ooh. Girl, yes, ugly ass. And so in the third movie, that's the first time we see, obviously, them in their past, but we see a family unit where they're just like, all right, we really got to get out here. And you see them trying to do everything. No one's being a shithead. Everyone's kind of, you know, once they prove that this is a real thing, we've accepted it, they move on and they ultimately meet their doom. Crazy.
And they were really serious about it. They was like, I don't want you to talk to Toby no more, dog. Like, listen.
Chrissy, they were really trying to do their due diligence.
You gotta cut Toby off. And Chrissy was like, Toby, we can't be friends anymore.
Toby said, I ain't trying to hit that bullshit. Shut up.
He put the symbol in their closet, bitch.
I left you a note.
Gang, gang, bitch. Blood in, blood out.
You ain't going nowhere.
I am attached.
Your grandmama said, it's over.
I'm attached to this family like glue, like Sean Paul, bitch.
Just give me the line. Two different songs, but that's what he doing. He got the tape rolling. He got the whole album going.
Because until you deliver, you going to pay what you owe.
Period.
If you don't pay what you owe, he going to stick to your family, baby.
Every time.
And you better deliver that firstborn son ASAPly, or you're fucking going to meet your doom. Give him what he asked for, bitch. Give me what you got for a po-chop.
Okay. She threw it at me like she was a showstopper. Okay. It's working in the fatty girl.
Hold the top.
And she back it up on me and let it drop.
Drop.
Hey, listen, okay, and that is how Toby was getting down throughout the whole series. So we will be watching movie 7. We do recommend that everyone see these movies at least once. Just to formulate. I honestly feel like for a lot of these movies, some things you could just literally go your life without seeing.
Yeah.
But a lot of these things, you need to see it at least once. Just so you know, of course, formulate your own opinion and kind of just see what the fuck we all talk about. If you've never seen all these movies, that's okay. We don't blame you. But we recommend checking it out and then circling back. If you have seen it, we would like to start a dialogue.
Yeah.
Did you watch them all religiously?
Listen, we're going to talk. Please, we have questions. Us. I'm definitely going to have some questions because, like I said, I watched these motherfuckers out of order and none of them in the theater. So I have a very different experience than someone who may have gone to the theater for each one and had at least one watch there in the theater. So we want to start a dialogue. And you know what? In order to start a dialogue, you can pull up on us at grltspod@gmail.com. You can also pull up on us at Girl That's Scary on Instagram and Twitter. You know, we be chatting it up. Pull up on us.
Come on.
You know, give us 5-star ratings for 5-star chicks on iTunes and whatnot. You know, you can also pull up to our Patreon. We have extra content. We also have free content coming. By the time you hear this, we'll have some free stuff on there.
Stuff. Y'all love free shit.
Yes.
I love free shit.
Me too. You can just pull up and just have some content for the free ski. Just pull up to our Patreon at www.patreon.com/girlthatscary. All one word. Mm-hmm. You know, just pull up on us and talk
support
to us.
Support the girls.
Support us. Also, if you have Clubhouse, on Wednesdays we do like a little watch. Usually
random stuff, y'all. Get
yeah, random.
On.
It's because it's asynchronous. I'm at home, and usually it's usually after 4 o'clock after the workday because I do have a job. But after the workday, we usually watch something, probably something that I know is generally good. I don't watch random movies on Wednesdays because I don't want to pull y'all into some bullshit, Lord, and then we all enduring
maybe
the bullshit.
One day. Maybe we'll do that like on the Discord, because if you're in the Patreon, y'all remember to sign up for the Discord. And if you're not, we got a Discord because we be doing fun stuff.
We do have a Discord, so if you join the Thrice Is Nice and Up, you will have access to Discord. You do have to link your Discord with the actual Patreon to get it'll automatically put you in. Look, I don't know how to computer. Just, you know,
on these computers.
If you are paying for Thrice Is Nice and Up and you can't get into the Discord, just
please let us know.
Send us a message. We'll get you in there. We'll get you in there, buddy. so we can have a party on there. We'll be having a good time chatting it up about what we've seen, what we haven't seen, what we're gonna see.
Random chitter chatter.
Yeah, just chitter chatter and sneaky links. Wow. Sneak peeks are like, hey, we're covering this. We might give a hint to people in Discord.
Yeah.
So just pull up and have a good time with us. It's cool when you're rocking with some homies like us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anybody listen to Girl That's Scary say yeah! Yeah. I'm out of control. Okay, well, we'll just see you next week, guys.
All right, guys. Bye.